Welcome back. Well, from robotic surgeries to faster diagnosis, artificial intelligence looks set to change how we stay healthy. Already, the HSE uses AI. The technology is part of its health app and it's used to schedule appointments, review scans and screen blood tests before human eyes are cast on them. Well, Professor Richard Green, the HSE's Chief Clinical Information Officer, is in our Cork studio. Good afternoon, Professor Green.
Good afternoon.
Well, AI, tell us how the HSE is using it.
Well, we're using it in a number of different ways to assist healthcare. I suppose you've mentioned some of the clinical ones, which I can come back to, but we're also using it around the whole operations and administration components of the services, to help document collation and kind of content generation. Also, in terms of assisting around the management of waiting lists.
So how does that work?
There's a very good example of it in Galway. We have a robot called Ruan, which actually works around the clock when other people are gone home to assess lists that have where patients have attended or not attended the previous day, and then it's able to manage, where patients need to go back on lists or come off lists and stuff like that. So it then makes more. Makes room for other people to be given appointments and therefore speeds up the processes in terms of getting people off waiting lists.
Now, I need to ask you this. Ruan the robot, what's it like? Is it on legs? Does it move around the place? Have you met him yourself?
No. It's a digital tools, basically. It's just to give it I suppose part of the reason for naming it, and that is to give it a kind of a sense of personality. But it is effectively a computer system that's actually using data, collecting the data that has been provided from the day's work, and then working on the actual the components that need administrative support, which is ready for the staff who come in the following morning then to confirm them and follow up on it.
And then it's part of your health app as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is. It's part of the not so much directly in healthcare there, but it is working in the background.
So it works away in the background on the health app. It's also used to review scans and screen blood tests. Tell us how that works.
There's a number of areas that it's used to actually effectively assist diagnosis. For instance, in bone X-rays, there's a number of units using it to assist non-radiology, non-specialist doctors, if you like, in the emergency department to review bony X-rays. And it increases the detection of X-rays and therefore initiates the treatment earlier.
So it alerts the person who will be reviewing it or would have reviewed it in the past that there may be a break or a small green stick fracture or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then it's subsequently reviewed by an expert, but it means that you're less likely to allow a patient to go home with a fracture that can be immediately treated at the point of care.
And what about mammograms?
So mammograms, we're currently looking at using it in screening for breast cancer with mammography. It is widely used in our neighbouring countries like the UK and the NHS, and we're currently in the process of bringing it in here. So again, it would do, if you like, the first read. AI is particularly good at assessing images and identifying variations in the image from normal. And then that allows the greater time to be given to the abnormals in that by the expert human reviewer.
With X-rays, you were saying it speeds things up. So how much does it speed things up by?
I suppose we'll have to assess it when we get going. But there is one study where it's been used to enhance the MRI scans, and in fact, it's actually been shown to increase the throughput of patients from 2 to 3 per hour. So that's roughly a 33% increase in throughput associated with that particular process.
And do you need to tell patients if their X-rays are being reviewed, if their bloods are being reviewed by AI?
One of the key components of the whole of this is two things that we're putting very clearly into the base of all AI use. Is one is that there's a human in the loop, so the machines are not going to be making particularly in the clinical areas, they're not going to be making diagnosis on their own. It's going to be overseen by a human expert.
And that really is part of a recent public consultation looking at AI that you were part of, that ultimately humans should have oversight and they should be kept in the loop. That's crucial, isn't it?
That's absolutely crucial. And and that's been accepted internationally as well. To go back to your question, though, about kind of choice and transparency, that's also something that came out very clearly from the citizens' jury, that they wanted that, and that's been clearly built in to into the work that we're currently doing on an implementation framework and strategy. That implementation framework will be very clearly laying down the building blocks that people have to follow when they're going to use AI, and transparency and consent will be central to that.
A national strategy on artificial intelligence and health is due next year. Does that mean now, at this point in time, there's no oversight?
No, there is oversight. And in fact, the strategy from the Department of Health and the HSE's equivalent implementation framework are probably going to be available later this year, although the legislation will be next year. But we already have documents from the Department of Public Expenditure around the responsible use of AI in public services, which we're using, and we already have an ECWA framework around the responsible and safe use of AI, and the EU AI Act is very clear, lays down very clear kind of guidelines to us about what's high risk and unacceptable risk in AI use.
And then people's personal information, all of that data, what safeguards are needed and what safeguards are in place right now?
We're guided there by virtue of the requirements we have around all data and digital data, and that is the GDPR, the data protection legislation. And it's the same for AI. In fact, we need to be very careful around it with AI, and particularly the tools that we're using, because we need to be very clear where information is moving to and coming from. And one of the things that we're putting into all projects is a data protection impact assessment, so that we actually fully understand where that is and can actually advise the patient if they have questions about it as to where their data is going and being used and by who.
Well, you're the expert in this area, and we talked about that national strategy. So what do you need to see in that?
Well, I think as the citizen jury called for, actually they're keen that we actually use AI in healthcare because they know it's going to be valuable. But we need to absolutely embed the whole idea of AI being safe, secure, and transparent. And I think that those are the kind of key elements that we will need to see and that the public will want to see.
Safe and secure, can we trust it?
Yeah, safe, secure, and transparent, I think, means trust, because if it is safe, secure, and we can stand over that, and we're also transparent about exactly what's happening, that actually allows the public and the individual patient, or clinician indeed, because clinicians have concerns about this also, to trust it.
Well, look, you mentioned Ruan the robot in Galway. It sounds very sophisticated. Are these costly measures? Is it expensive to implement?
They are costly. Now, inevitably, these tools will become cheaper over time. But if you look at some of the work that's been done on that particular project, it has already led to the release of about 750,000 hours of staff time, and that means there's more human time to give back to the care of patients. Now that's over a couple of years, so If you look at one of the other projects that we've been looking at is a project with the Nursing and Midwifery Board of Ireland, where they're actually using it to, as part of the registration of 40,000 nurses every year, and that's actually brought down a requirement for about 700 hours down to hundreds of hours down to tens of hours to achieve the same things. So it means that we're removing some of the repetitive administration burden from staff, and that allows them then to provide greater care. And hopefully, the whole idea is that we actually improve the access for patients.
Well, it's certainly a lot of time saved by an AI robot. Professor Richard Green from the HSE, thank you.